Blog Talk Radio.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Can you get me some salt and vinegar chips? And some now and laters? Oh, I really want a tropical fantasy. Some butter crunch cookies and Drake cake.
Of course, why would it work? Why would it work? We get nothing for this.
You're an idiot.
It's the greatest show in the world, you fucking asshole.
All they do is stay out there and talk about garbage. They just talk, talk, talk.
And don't forget my skills. It's because you are going to La Vega.
The verbal barbershop is in order.
Oh, good for you!
Check it out, check it out, check it out. PAB, up in the area, up in your eardrums. I don't know how I'm coming through today because I'm fighting with the audio. Everything sounds all kind of out of whack and stuff. But yes, I am with you on this rather dreary Saturday afternoon as we're taping this. Right now, we are anticipating a blizzard here in New York. I think certain parts of Long Island are getting slammed. So pretty much all y'all, a lot of y'all on the East Coast are stuck home or stuck wherever you're at. Either that or you're bearing down like it's 2012 and it's the end of the world out there trying to grab milk, salt, and water, whatever the hell. Me, I'm just chilling here, just finished a glass of coquito. Right now DJ Sid is MIA. I think he's recovering from coquito poisoning. But he will be back with us eventually. He won't be here today, but he'll be chilling with us soon. So if it is your first time listening, the show is called The Bodega. It's basically the hang, hip-hop hangout, like if you're hanging out in front of a corner store, which is commonly known as a bodega here in New York. Tonight, I'm just basically trying to get off the show before Christmas, play some tracks I've had lying around, some hip-hop, maybe some Christmas stuff, talk about some weird news, talk about hip-hop news, even go into maybe a personal story or two if anything comes to mind about my wacky ass, broke ass, welfare cheese riddled holiday memories. But it is what it is. So I am your host. The PAB stands for the Po Ass Boricua. For those that don't know, I will be your host this afternoon. I'm trying not to curse. I usually curse. For our regular listeners, y'all know the deal. I did a show a couple weeks ago. We lost a lot of the audio. Like, normally I play a disclaimer right about now talking about, you know, this is not intended for young children, which I don't understand why they would be on the internet listening to us anyway if they were young children. But we lost that clip. We lost a lot of clips. So got a couple of new ones, so we're going to try to see what gets going and popping. So it is what it is. Right now you're probably, I don't know how the audio is sounding. Right now I got the instrumental playing on the background. It's coming through my headphones like it's all staticky. So if y'all hear it all staticky, then I'm bad. You know, I'm bad. It is what it is, my nigga. So right now we are also a week away from Christmas. Big up to everybody out there who already got their shopping done. And like some of my friends out there who are waiting last minute, may God be with you if you decide to go out, because everybody out there has lost their fucking minds. I cursed already, and I said I wasn't going to curse. I'm a hot mess. Also, before I forget, there is a phone number if anybody wants to call in and throw out anything, or bag on me, or pick at me, or whatever you want. Phone number is the New York area code. The phone number to call in is 914-803-4124. Call number is 914-803-4124. And I will try to get to you if you're listening and decide to call in and bust chops or what have you. So, like I said, that's what's popping off right now. While I try to collect some thoughts, you know what? Let's kick this off. Hip-hop mode, all right?
I'm going to get something right out the way right now. I know a lot of y'all right now are probably sick and tired of hearing the most played out song of the fall. Good song, just it's getting played for everything now at this point. Empire State by Alicia Keys and Jay-Z. That song at this point is getting played, I think, for like tampon commercials at this point. You know, it's just like, it's almost like, now it wins. It's just retarded at this point. But Alicia's album came out. She had the Jay-Z-less version of it that's more about melody. And leave it to hip-hop to take the ball and run. Green Lantern, DJ Green Lantern, picked up that ball and got a couple of MCs to drop a couple of verses to a remix. I don't know if it's an official remix or if it's just a DJ grabbed some of his voice and got the remix together. So for all of y'all who aren't quite sick and tired of Empire State of Mind, and want to hear a different take on it, produced by Green Lantern, Alicia Keys, featuring Raekwon, Capone Noriega, and Styles P from The Lox. This is an Empire State remix. Check it out, and I'll come back with you with some kind of random thought that I'm thinking about. All right? Peace.
Like Sinatra, more Sammy. The jammy in my right arm, the streets that I rose from goes on. Living up in poverty, it gotta be a way to get on. I sit back, while success just follow me. Can't touch it yet. The best ones know when the rest kept speaking. I survived the check, yo, from living on the wrong side of the town where every problem occur. Everybody heard it went down. It's just our city, our hometown, our squad, the yard. From out the East Coast with plans like Shalaw. The dreams, they can happen, but it's near. So protect your dome. Whenever not home, we standing right here. Yo, from playing Green Lantern to the Hamptons, the camping in the next hood, I'm just good, I'm lamping. The empire, the flyer we get, the higher we sit. But everybody wanna ride on our butt.
I'm gonna make it by any means. I got a pocket full of dreams. Baby, I'm from New York. Concrete jungle where dreams are made out. There's nothing you can't do. Now you're in New York. These streets will make you feel brand new. Be like living by you. Here it's for New York, New York.
Yeah.
Elevators and
hallways,
line feet,
cluttered in the doorway.
42nd Street, like
Campbell Harbor, three dice.
Get murked the same place they was raised at.
We shoot, run for cover.
They don't even graze back.
Army suits and send boots, New York made that.
Being in the embassy, mafiosa militating. Being cases in the city, Rose, Jose.
They saying New York fell off, that shit never bothered me.
No place like home, go and ask Darcy.
Money stack still in the bank,
taller than Barkley.
Queens blood in my vein, New York break my heart.
Big Pun, ODB, Biggie Small, Jam Master J.
Yes, yes, y'all. The birthplace of rap, the number one city on the map. New York, we put it down like that, like that, like that.
Thank you.
That's right, we're back. Sorry, having a little audio difficulty. Yes, that was Empire State of Mind remix, New York remix, featuring Raekwon, CNN, Component Noriega, and Styles P of the Locks. Also, big up to Raekwon. I'm about to put all these Lil Wayne band hoppers on blast, and I'm not really, you know what, F Lil Wayne right now. I was feeling Lil Wayne a couple years ago. I ain't feeling him right now. But right now, big up to Raekwon. Time Magazine talked about their top 10 albums this past week of the year of 2009, and it's separated by genres. It was top 10 albums overall of 2009. Raekwon's Only Built for Cuban Links Part 2 was brought in at number 7. And big ups to Ray, because Ray was the only hip-hop album to be recognized. And go figure, it was an album talking about drugs and guns, I guess because it was so damn cinematic. It got, you know, and the fact that he actually got a lot of good producers and really worked on the project for over a year, you know, it worked out. So big ups to Raekwon for getting that popping. What else is going on in hip-hop news for anybody that gives a damn? Beyonce is last seen crying, talking about she comes from a broken home and to forgive her for all her booty-shaking antics, as it was just recently announced that her parents are filing for divorce. So big ups to them. Can we let's give them big ups to them. Yep, that's right. Wow, new sound, way too loud. All right. But, yeah, Beyonce's parents are in the process of getting divorced, for anybody that cares. So now she's crying that she comes from a broken home. And yes, I repeated that just to get that sound effect off. Yeah, so we're getting back into full effect here. Normally I have Deuce helping me, our intern. Wannabe producer Deuce, but he's nowhere to be seen at the moment. I think him and Say That tore up somewhere. Well, who knows? Anyway, also a Lil Wayne fan, just rub salt in the wound. And to be fair, I'm only really going at one person. He knows who he is. But Lil Wayne was just recently detained at a Texas border for possession of marijuana. So they basically rolled up on him, checked him out, had a ton of marijuana on him. So it doesn't look like he's going to – some of his performances up until February, because he's actually going to report for jail come February, the first week of February, I believe, for the gun possession charge in New York. So he has to reschedule a couple of things, but now he's just getting in more trouble with drugs, you know? So it is what it is. My man's always wanted me to cut the promethazine, and I got busted for weed. You know, kids, drugs are bad for you, so stay away from drugs. Yes. All right, moving forward, man. Let's see what else we got going on right now. Let's see what other news popping off. Looks like there is no other news in the hip-hop way of popping off right now. So, I mean, the only thing is Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne's still in the news. I forgot about that. For all the fans, though, for the record, if you get on your bootlegging, downloading Hustle right now, his album, which was slated to also drop in February, the album Rebirth, which has been pushed back like 3 times now, which is supposed to be like his rock hip-hop album. The album Amazon.com fucked up and leaked, sold about 500 copies of the album before they realized they weren't supposed to push the album because he was going back into the studio to rework it. So all you savvy internet folks who are Wayne fans, if you really, really, really do some digging, the rough copy of the album is out there, the whole damn album. And unfortunately, for all you people who proclaim like M the Dopest MC, M is officially on a track with Lil Wayne on there. It's hard for me to say what I think about it, but, you know, for me, I can't talk about it, man. It's just, I need to sit here, man. I need my homeboy to sit here, but he's passed out, so what are you going to do? All right, but either way, moving forward, man, we're going to get into some more hip-hop. You know what? Let's go underground. Let's go underground old school for you, but old school by, I mean old school artists. Right now, Master Ace, some of y'all know Master Ace from the Juice Crew squad days. Well, he's back in effect, teaming up with N.O.G., formerly of N.O.G. and the Bulldogs. Y'all remember him, Be a Father to Your Child. You remember him. So they teamed up. They got an album out called, I think it's A&E. I think it's the name of the album. I'm not sure, but they got up on a joint right now. They got a video out there. I think it's getting played on VH1.com and MTV.com. It's called A Little Young. They kind of address everybody putting Lil in front of the name or Young. The Young Dro, Young Jock, Young This, Young Money, Young Bolas, whatever, man. Either way, check it out. Lil Young. I'm out. I'll be back.
Rasta man.
You know what?
I'm here to tell you, Nino Brown says your services are no longer needed in the community.
Hey, need. Yeah. Hey. Yo. Hey. Yo. Barack Obama. We need change. How many rappers in the game got little in front of their name? Lil Wayne, Lil Boosie, it's a Lil Shane. Lil Flip, Lil C's, yo, they not the same. Lil White, Lil Mama, where Lil Zane? Lil Brother, Lil John, and Lil Fame. Real hip-hop, not about your Lil Chain. Lil Kiki, Lil Kim, a Lil Freaky. Lil Fizz, illegal with Lil Maliki. Lil Mo, Lil Bow Wow, had beef with Lil Romeo. A Lil teenager told me so. Lil Scrappy, keep my hair a Lil nappy. A little bit, cause I talk a little shit. You getting half bred. Unlike that rapper, little half dead. You little bastard. Your little rhymes and little lines be filling in. Big Edo, little rappers, I'm a little in. There's Lil Young, I'm admitting you a little young. Big mouth like Houdini for your little tongue. Hey rappers, now where's your little gun?
Understand where I'm coming from? Nope, you probably don't. That's cause you a little young. That's cause you a little young.
I know.
That's cause you a little young. Understand what I'm saying, son? Nope, you probably don't. That's cause you a little young.
Okay.
That's cause you a little young.
I know.
Boy, you a little young.
I wonder after all these years and all the fame over, as a young MC, could I take the game over? I'll sign with Young Money, get rich, dumb, easy. Young boys get put on like Young Jeezy. Up in the club and so gung-ho. Making it rain, I'ma hang with Young Jock and Young Dro. Up in the VIP with some young girl, wearing them young clothes. Hey, young world, you got Young Hot, Young Berg, and Young City. He from making the band, used to run with Sean Diddy. Remember youngsters? Now we got Young Star. Too young to buy a drink, drive their own car. You got Young Buck, Young B, and Young Tay. I play Andre Young instead of Young Dre. There's no subliminal diss, but someone will find it. You say Young Chris, I'm thinking about Criminal Minded.
Understand where I'm coming from? Nope, you probably don't. That's cause you a little young. That's cause you a little young.
I know.
That's cause you a little young. Understand what I'm saying, son? Nope, you probably don't. That's cause you a little young.
Okay.
That's cause you a little young.
I know.
Boy, you a little young.
Yo, that's right, I'm back. All right, that was Lil Young by Master Ace and Ed OG. Once again, Merry Christmas to everybody, because I sure as hell am going to suck with my phone call game. So chances are I probably will not be calling you to wish you Merry Christmas. So if you're listening, I just said it, all right? One love. Either way, man, I hope everybody has a good Christmas right now. Got to give props to my woman who's holding it down, who's basically making Christmas happen this year, because I've been a lady bitch, and she's hobbling around right now, recuperating from the leg injury, but she's holding it down. I sure as hell suck right now, man. I'm talking about I'm ready just to buy a pack of the Kool-Aid and be like, Merry Christmas with a bow on it, you know. But, hey, Kool-Aid, damn it. Oh. Yeah, but it is what it is, man. I can't complain too much. At least my kids got it down. I hope all y'all, your children's, hold it down for your kids. Yo, but I said this last year.
I'm going to repeat it again. Do not underestimate the power of the oversized coloring book that seems to always pop up around Christmas time. I know dollar stores have it now, I think. A lot of dollar stores got the big ones. I'm checking with people around me. I'm getting the nod. I'm getting the nod. So I'm on point, people. If I had the applause right now, I'd do. That's right. Give me it. That's right. Ed McMahon, good looking out. Ed McMahon looking out for me. Yeah, so the oversized coloring book. Do not. Yo, I used to love those. I used to get the big oversized Transformers ones. G.I. Joe, even if you just get a straight Christmas one. It's one of those gifts that you're just kind of like, all right, I'll get to it later. And, yo, on Christmas morning, after you've been up since like 6:30, 7 o'clock, as a kid, I don't know about y'all, but I know after I've been up since the crack of dawn, going to bed at 11, 11:30, trying to hang till midnight to catch Santa, if you still believed in him at that time, and then being told you got to go to bed or else he ain't going to come. So you go to bed, you wake up crazy early, wake up everybody else in your house that don't want to be up yet, open up your gifts, you get the big oversized coloring book, and you're like, all right, that's cool, but I want to see what else I got. And you jump on all your toys. 3 o'clock comes by. At this point, you're half asleep. You're staying up because you want to play with your toys and all that stuff. If you're not knee-deep, as a boy, if you're not knee-deep in some action adventure with your bootleg G.I. Joes, your one real Transformer, and some little muscle figures, then you look at that coloring book and you chill for a minute and you lay on that son of a bitch, wherever you're at, and you try to color one page. One page would take you like an hour, you know. But you enjoy that. And then you try to find a place where to put it in the house. So then you can come back to it later on. And that's what I'm saying, man. Those books, all the parents don't underestimate the power of the oversized coloring book. The oversized coloring book is the bomb, yo. It is the bomb. You know, also, I mean, damn it, I had a lot. You know what? I just crashed and burned right now. I had a minute, but. Yeah, I just sank real bad. Like I said, you know what? I'm going to get a pass right now. Because I had some coquito, a little woman did it up. I think either she didn't make it too strong or she's trying to poison me. So either way, I'm still standing, goddammit. You ain't stopping me. Shit, I think she just heated because she ain't got the coach bag. She got the Koch bag. Best imitation on Canal Street. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. But, yeah, it is what it is. So, anyway, man, I'm going to get into some rare hip-hop. I know some of my boys out there, when I put the word out that I may be doing a show tonight, or this afternoon, I'm saying tonight. Yo, like I said, it's dark as a mother right now. I got ice on my windows. We're waiting for this blizzard to touch down. Me, personally, I'm supposed to be right now driving on 87, headed to the BX, to listen to some salsa and eat some Spanish food and get tore the hell up. And you know what? I still have yet to see snow. And right now, I'm probably speaking out of pocket because I'm probably talking a lot of shit. I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and I ain't going to be able to open up my front door. So I probably need to shut up. But like I said, I put the word out. Going to do the show today. That's why I also got Sid. Sid wasn't prepared. He didn't have a heads up. And he's also tore up from last time. So, anyway, I got some old, rare hip-hop. This is for, a year ago, we made it a point to always play those rare gems, those unreleased joints, those demos that, unless you really dig or are hardcore hip-hop, that you really won't come across it. So I figured, you know what, I'll give it a little shine. Last year, we broke out the original scenario. We broke out two versions of the original scenario. So this afternoon, or whenever time you're listening, big up to the UK. I forgot about y'all. Y'all are listening in. Good looking out. I got for you guys EPMD featuring LL. Yes, there is a Rampage demo. Now, this one is special for y'all that like the original. The demo was only Parrish Smith and LL Cool J. Eric Sermon was not rhyming on the demo. Whatever happened, it went back to the studio, they recut it, all of a sudden, you have it, what happened now, the way the song sounds now, the final album cut. So either way, for those that are looking to check out something rare, unreleased, or something unique, here you go, Rampage, featuring Parrish Smith, the P from the EPMD, and LL Cool J, Rampage, no Eric Sermon. Once again, there is no Eric Sermon on this. Enjoy. Thank you. All right. Come back to you in a minute. Susan starts playing. All right. Let's see if it plays.
Rampage, hold up. I'm on a rampage. Hold up,
slow down, baby.
I'm on a rampage.
Yeah.
Hold up,
slow down, baby.
I'm on a rampage.
Dig 'em up.
You can't cope with your weaker throats. Trying to sneak a peek at how I freak the notes. Major MCs become minor B flat. So retire the mic. Get your chains in your back. Here's your chance to advance. Get in your stance. I shoot the host off your cowboy pants. Pure entertainment. Tonight's your arraignment. You're guilty. Face down on the pavement. No holds barred. It's time you get scarred. You and your squad better praise the real God. The Undertaker. Drop a thunder on fakers. When it comes to lyrics, I'm a freaky ass faker. So lay the mic down slow and careful. Cause mine is fully loaded and I got another handful. A clip to slip and start ripping. Diving and dipping and giving punks a whipping. Just in case you wanna go a few rounds or so, I'm down. So that the clowns will know me getting burnt to hurt won't be tolerated. I got rhymes up the hut. Forget it, I'm constipated.
Yeah, slow down, baby.
Rampage,
hold up,
slow down, baby.
I'm on the rampage,
yeah.
Hold up,
slow down, baby.
I'm on the rampage,
stick 'em up.
I clock pace slows, don't slow, yeah, yo. Another word for cocaine, me amigo. That's Spanish terminology for friends. Now sit back and ride my Bozak as I sin. Fake funk with beats that thump. From kickers and amps, cold lines up in my trunk. My system cranking, my headlights are blinking. Brothers riding my tip L. And at the same time thinking, damn, how could a brother be so nice? Cause I'm the capital, P-E twice, N-D-E twice. I take the pie, you get a slice. I choose to squeeze, some choose to fight. And while you dang on the tables, I was swinging. So hold on, play back, play
up. This shit is crazy. Yo, L. This shit is crazy on this shirt.
Right on my tip, L, and at the same time thinking, damn, how could a brother be so nice? Cause I'm the capital. Twice, MDE twice. I choose to squeeze, some choose to fight. I like to write, but then it gets some bite. And while I was banging on tables, you was playing Snow White. I'm on a rampage. Hold up. I'm on a rampage.
Hold up. Slow down, baby.
I'm on a rampage.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Slow down, baby.
I'm on a rampage.
Stick 'em up.
Then you kick it
out. Now look at all the people on the dance floor getting funky.
Funky.
Kick it out.
People on the dance floor getting funky.
Kick it out.
Smoking, doping, keep your ears open. You're wishing and hoping, but you must be joking. In the mood to get broken. Next thing you know, your eye needs soaking. You suck like a blow pop, and you're a candy man, but you can't touch the rock. Or get a piece of the disco slice. Cause you and your crew is like three blind mice. Write your little rhymes and sing your little songs and lift your little weights, but you still ain't cock strong. Selling dreams and trying to look mean, but the style's outdated like Afro scenes. All of a sudden everybody's dropping knowledge and don't know a goddamn thing about college. You're like an infant trying to get lifted. You fell like a feather when the music shifted. You try to come off sounding complex. This is the main building, you was in the annex. Too weak to speak, your words are antique. Like the way when the freak,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
word up.
Slow down, baby.
Yo, slow down, baby. When you reach for the microphone, slow down, baby.
Baby.
Yo, 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 that was right, PMD. And I went, yo, 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 like I'm about to put the beat down. Like, yo, check me. Yo, check me. Yo, check me. Yo, check me. Oh, I need to beat them. Oh, lunchroom tables, what y'all know about that? Big up to all my people who remember the lunchroom table beatboxing. So that's where we took it back to. All right, man. But you know what time it is, man? I wasn't going to do this, but I got to do it. All right, man. Let me warm up. Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Just in case you didn't hear it the first time, we're about to go. Nah, man. We're about to do this. Jersey Shore, and I'm not talking about the place, even though the place is referenced, the Jersey Shore on MTV. If you don't know about it, you better ask somebody, all right? And in case you want to chime in on this one, 914-803-4124. I've got 30 minutes left with y'all, so you got me for 30 minutes if you're listening, but thank you. Jersey Shore, MTV, a show that basically took the real world concept, brought in a I don't know if this was intentional or not, but the house is full of Italians, young Italians. even though one of the so-called young Italians is 29 years old. So I don't know how young is young, who likes to hang out on the Jersey Shore during the summer. So you got a bunch of guys, hair all gelled up, looking like Akira, hair standing straight up. We're talking about they got to keep away from an open flame. The girls all dolled up, showing off everything if they even got a body. Dudes are all tatted up. I'm telling you, man, I think the worst thing about this show is that these so-called quote unquote kids, all right, are proclaiming to be Guidos, and they're really representing all the real immature stereotypes, and it's just a bad representation. Now let me be very clear about something right now. I love stereotypes, all right? I'm a hubcap stealing, rice and bean eating, welfare recipient in Puerto Rican, all right? I'm not going to front. I love stereotypes, all right? I'll take the good with the bad, all right? I'll take all of those negatives and then give me the whole Latin lover thing. You know, whatever, man. It is what it is. I also believe in, if you're going to have fun with it, at least do it in the context of comedy, man. If you're going to play the stereotypes, if you do it in the context of comedy, then it works, all right? As long as you're good with the comedy, that'd be fair, all right? But my point is, though, this show was being represented as a real show. I mean, the show is a real show. These kids are being pushed as real people. This is how they really are. This is reality. So you're telling me this is what Italians have to look forward to on TV that represent their group. Because for the record, if these kids just went on there acting immature, no one would give them a rat's ass. No, but these kids are out there every show proclaiming Guido is Italian. You know, and my favorite thing is they love to say, you know, I got my son tanning on. You know, being a Guido is about having, you know, about family, about togetherness, about pride, about making sure your hair looks really good and you get that perfect tan. Yeah, right. Dumbass nigga. What I'm saying is that the show is just a bad representation. Me, I personally will not watch it. But something very interesting happened this week. And again, most of y'all that are probably listening to this heard of this or are aware of what's going on. One of the women on there, this bitch by the name of Suki, and there's a clip on the internet of this also, she was apparently running her mouth, had to learn 2009 is the year of the revenge of Ike Turner, and this bitch got knocked out. This bitch got dropped. Homeboy cocked back. This chick was up in his face in a bar. The dude just cocked out of nowhere, cocked back, and hit her with a punch. This guy hit this woman with a punch that you would hit another guy with. The chick was wearing a hat, knocked the hat straight off her head. Make your own jokes at that one, all right? And I'm sorry, ladies. If guys got to watch their mouth around other guys because they realize that if they tread into certain areas, that something's about to pop off, then you know what? You need to be the same way because I need to, let's be real right now. A lot of women, guys know we're not going to touch a woman. We're not trying to touch a woman. But we talked about this during the Chris Brown and Rihanna thing, and we joked about it, to be fair, all right, so nobody get too serious. But you have... We like to think guys run their mouth with the knowledge that something may happen if someone don't agree with you. That's not our goal all the time. Some women love to run their mouth because they know ain't nobody gonna touch you. You ain't gonna touch me. You ain't gonna touch me. Really, I guarantee you, Suki was all up in that dude's face talking mad junk. And next thing you know, hey Suki, let me take your hat off your head. Thank you. You know. So it is what it is, man. I'm just saying, the show is full of I don't even know how some of y'all listen to that. I don't even know how some of y'all watch that. That's unreal. Then again, as I was saying, I don't know how some of y'all listen to it either. Hey, I don't know how some of y'all listening to me right now. But the show, though, on the same note, I got to defend it to an extent. So the punch in question, they've been promoting that punch coming up, the episode where that chick gets knocked, she gets dropped. All right. Well, the show aired some point this week. During its airtime, when they first aired the episode, MTV, it was announced by MTV that they were going to remove the punch because it depicts domestic violence and violence towards the opposite sex, you know, towards females. And they were going to run a special thing after the episode, you know, talking about violence towards women and such. And I think they did do that. To my knowledge, that punch was not shown on the first airing of that episode. Now, where am I going with this? Or why have I rambled so long about it? Well, check this out. Apparently, every re-airing of that episode, the punch is now included. So if you decided to not watch it when it first aired, but catch the 30th rerun that they're running throughout, you know, up until the next episode. It's probably playing now on one of their channels. You're going to see the punch. But if you tuned in that night when that episode first aired, it wasn't there. What the hell is the logic in that? I mean, really, what's going on with it? I mean, first off the bat, they're already perpetrating a horrible stereotype, and they're basically presenting it as reality TV. So it's just a horrible reflection upon Italians. Me as a Puerto Rican, I'm offended for Italians. But then to be fair, that whole Cablevision commercial with the reggaeton and the friggin' lobster and all that nonsense, hey man, I'll be fair, I was offended by that commercial because that's what they thought Hispanics were about. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, man. Right now, I'm just saying I'm going to be offended for Italians on that. I just don't think the show's a good representation. But on the same note, it doesn't make sense that they're going to remove the punch from the initial airing due to outrage and outcry, but that punch is now back in on every other airing of it. So you know what? It don't make no goddamn sense. Right, Ed? Thank you, Ed, goddammit. Anyway, enough about that anger and rambling. Let's get festive. Just for you all right out there, one of my favorite Christmas songs. What happens when you take the Trans-Siberian Orchestra? And yes, people, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. We're breaking away from hip-hop for a moment. It's the season of giving, holidays, festive. But what happens if you take the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and mix them up with Peter Griffin? You get one of my favorite Christmas treats. So snuggle up around the Yule log or the log you dumped 10 minutes ago, the wet, watery log that you didn't flush yet. Hold on to your loved one and enjoy.
Ding. President, wait for the bell, and hear the bell. Where is the bell? Wait for the bell, wait for the bell, and hear the bell. Where is the bell? Wait for the bell, King, President, 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 King, President. Don't touch the frightened heart, bad it really hurts, man. No, the King, Graham, would you like to never fight with death? Would you like to never fight with death?
Yo, that's right. You just heard Dink Fry the Dun featuring Peter Griffin of the Family Guy and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Don't ask me how I got that, but I got it. There it goes. Just sharing it for you guys, trying to get in the festive spirit. Big up to the spirit of Ed McMahon, who has now joined the show as a regular contributor. Good looking out, Ed. All right, that's right. Nothing like a little Ed McMahon to get your juices flowing, huh? So, once again, right now, live from upstate New York, the temperature up here is 18 degrees currently on December 18th at 4:41 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We still have yet to see any snow hit the ground, and I'm kind of annoyed because I was expecting blizzard-like conditions at this point. Much apologies to those who were anticipating seeing me this weekend, and I canceled any and all plans due to not a single snow, but below freezing temperatures. Just ducky, just great, just wonderful. But, otherwise, I just got thrown off right now, but I'm back in effect. Yeah, forgive me. We are doing this from mi casa. But you know what? Let me get some things together right now. I kind of got thrown off my game. But just to be real with y'all, one more quick hip-hop track, and then we'll get back into the festivities. I Wanna Rock, the Snoop Dogg joint. Snoop Dogg's new single, some people like it, some people don't. I really like it because it samples It Takes Two, the beginning of It Takes Two from DJ Easy Rock, Rob Bass. Well, apparently a bunch of people have jumped on the instrumental to freestyle. Well, some unknown DJ that I'm not aware of took it, blended it, so now we got a Uber remix, all right? So maybe y'all will feel this, man. I don't think you're going to hear this anywhere else, to be honest with you, unless it's on a mixtape. All right, so here it is. I Wanna Rock, the remix, unofficial, completely unofficial, featuring Busta Rhymes, Lloyd Banks, Styles P, Rascass, and Joel Ortiz. All right, this one is another Christmas gift for all my hip-hop heads. All right, some new stuff. Peep this out.
Right about now.
Let gang boss, see me in the spot, take the chain off. I ain't trying to rob you, not a lame boss. My little man's picture hit the block, say came off. Like Rob Bates, get money like Scarface. Like Rob Bates, get money like Scarface. Big cup, cognac, nice with my side, yeah, you own that. Strips parked on, yeah, I own that. Get money jack, car jack, jewel jack, phone jack. And you might get kick jack. Real gangster talk, city on me, kick back. I got a pack full of wolf boys. Moon ain't full, so we ain't making wolf noise. Real silent when we roll through. Somebody should have told you, you could get a hold too. Like the one your girl vagina got. Talking like a gangster when the maiden on the minor block. My arm's short, I can box with God though. I pull a carpenter blade out the cargo. Some see the nozzle, start to grovel. I get hit in the legs and start to wobble. You calling 5-0, all I know is survival. Killing my rival. Never trust a man cause his hands on the Bible. I look him eye to eye, eye to eye. And if the vibe ain't right then somebody lies. Load up, yeah, somebody ride. Let it go, yeah, somebody died. Light a blunt every day, cause somebody cried. What up?
Blame me, think they riot all because of us. Back in this bitch, see, I've been quiet long enough. It's crack when I spit, or you sniffed a little line of dust. Infecting the shit, and your missus wanna slide with us.
Yeah.
Now close your blinders while I overshine. We play my sudden death rules, fuck your overtime. A lot of strippers in this bitch get on the pole and grind. You lease with the option to purchase while I'm owning mine.
Yeah.
Peep how I'm parading just like no other. Skating like I'm rollerblading on a small fucker. Every single word I utter, niggas know it's mutter. If you uncomfortable, you probably need to hold your mother.
Yeah.
See, what I throw, you know it always stick. I got him rocking like a crackhead with a quarter brick. Bust a bust, Snoop Dogg, you know we always sick. The greatest movie ever, hope you enjoying the flick.
Yeah. What up, Peter? It's Joel, I've been on tour. He doesn't look at my Peter. Check. Ortiz got stupid flow, so let me go and give this beat from Snoop a go. No tres, no dos, I'm uno numero. The Puerto Rican Rosenberg, or you don't know. A time I rhyme, the throne get closer. A show some hoe gets roller coaster. A verse get worse, I'm better with time. I'm the Alpha and Omega, y'all lemon and lime. You got a brand new leather in mind. I swear to God, I'll take out whoever in mine. I'm only on the first leg of my grind. Long as I'm here, y'all vampires. Suckers that'll never get shine, yeah. I'm making career rot in the cemetery. My name pop, I'm on top like missionary. I can't stop, I'm hot like 9-7 every single day. Tell Cypher I said, hey, hey.
B-A-N-K-S alarm flies, hell pressure car, wise hell, F and star. Y'all know I'm reppin' hard, stunt ball, extra big. Gold cheap, so won't find a thing, let the heifer dig. A big daddy, a doofus, I cut the nooses. Beat it up like producers and chuck them deuces. Ruthless, the one they wanna get in a coupe with. Two slip, $3,000 shoot cash. Number one in my draft, leader of the school set. Smooth lip, boy, got a game like 2 tips. She's our thing, I would not wife her. I'm flashy, you get around like Tiger. Rolling on my cars, chrome rubber band man. Planning through my motherfucking number. When the spring, fall, summer, somewhere getting to the money. Honey, you can have it all, you just can't have it from me.
Then you don't play all day, a day. Yes, handle B.I. Now look how the league try to shit on AI. I tell you why the cell crack on my suit. All black plan go black when I shoot. You don't know me, well homie, we know you. And you is pussy, and so is your whole crew. And everybody know, man, I keep a thing on me. Wanna play hard, I'ma kill him while he horny. Got my brussies on deck, and they all fucking. Use a millionaire, nigga, while you handcuffed. I be in the cut like peroxide or something. Got niggas there to kill for me for outside of nothing. Drop the brick on the table, tell them move that bitch. Came back to fall more, tell them do that shit.
I wanna rock like crackhead Tyrone, Chappelle show, crusty ass silver lip. Flush myself down the toilet, bitch, I'm the shit. Got my bottle in my table, now it's time to sip. I wanna rock like Gator, Pookie, need money, but not crack dummy. Never that homie, show money and flawless diamonds. That's the 4 C's, homie. Carrot, clarity, color, cut, flawless as fuck. Wicked Liberace zombie up. Snoop play that church like Mason them. Block of holes with big hooters, waist is thin. And if a couple bounce, I'm replacing them. But really it takes two like Rob basing them. So me and this one shorty good to go. See, I wanna rock, now it's time to roll. Come on.
That's right, you just heard the I Wanna Rock remix, unofficial DJ Blend, all right? But other than that, man, let's try something a little new, man. Let's try something a little new. I think it's time, while we got a couple minutes left, for anybody who's hung on this long or been coming back and forth, thank you, the Bodega News Report. the BNN News Report. Let's kick it. BNN News Report. It's your commentator, the PAB. All right, and we can. Do you want to stop this music at any point? Should I just go over the music? Should I just try going over the music? Yeah, okay, why not? We'll try going over the music, man. Hopefully you guys will hear me. No, man, stop this shit. Music. Okay, I like the music, though. I get in front. All right. Feel so professional. Look, I'm even going to tap papers. I don't know if you hear that, but I just stacked up papers that have nothing important on them that I'm going to read. Anyway, man, kill that. All right. Let's get it in, man. What's my ticker tape? Damn it. See, man, we're off of the show for a minute. I get no ticker tape. We got new music, but I can't get ticker tape. What's up? All right, we going to do this? All right, there we go. All right, let's kick it. All right, let's do this. Straight from Arizona. Music teacher, an Arizona music teacher right now is currently on leave, and they don't know if she's going to return before she retires in January, and she couldn't be reached for comment after her students, 40 high school students, performed at a presidential inauguration event. She decided to take her kids out for lunch. Well, she figured, where else can I get some really good wings? That's right. That teacher took 40 students to Hooters. Amazing. That's right. Hooters. Where else can you get the bomb ass wings? You're looking out, man. I know that was garbage. But let's see what else we got going on. New Zealand. Big up to the Kiwis. Any Kiwis listening, big up. Or like my boy Frank would say, F you fucking Kiwi. My man's going through a breakup. What do you expect? A teen girl is found guilty after being hit by a car. Did I stutter? A teen was found guilty after being hit by a car. Whoa, good looking out. Why was she found guilty? Well, she was found guilty after flashing. Apparently, she was inside of a park and drunk. She was 18 years old. She pled guilty. What happened was she was egged on by her friends to flash passing motorists in the middle of a four-lane road. What happened was one of the vehicles crashed into her as she tried to run to the side of the road because the guy just was in that much shock. Like, wow, look at the kid. Anyway, you know, but hey, man, some guys can stand looking at some titties and some guys cannot stand looking at some titties. So, looking at it. Moving forward, what else do we have going on? Jesus Christ has not been allowed to serve on jury duty. Yes, Jesus Christ. This is a particular story. This is from Alabama. Alabama. Apparently, a woman who had legally changed her name. Her old name used to be Dorothy Lola Killingsworth. Changed the name to Jesus Christ. The judge said she did not live up to it. She was disruptive, and she kept asking questions, the 59-year-old woman. She was being very vague and was hardly answering any questions. So they just said, you cannot serve. And the weird thing was is that Christ didn't want to get out of jury duty and was perfectly happy to serve. End quote. All efforts to get a quote or word from Christ for comment were completely and totally they couldn't get any quote from Christ. And probably one of the sexiest stories coming out of the news, right from up here. Oh, wow. Let's see, from Goshen, for anybody who knows upstate New York, apparently a teen, 18-year-old Eric Rivera. Why'd they gotta be a fucking Hispanic? Eric Rivera right now is being charged with burglary, felony, and two misdemeanors. Sexual misconduct with an animal and petty larceny. He's being held in Orange County Jail. Plus, he had another four additional counts of sexual misconduct. Now, why, with this sexy-ass story, is he being held? Apparently, he was leaving his rented room in an inn overlooking a park and next to a farm, I guess it is, or stables. He was entering unlocked stables after midnight, using bridles to immobilize the horses in their stables, and then engaging in sexual activity. Can you believe it? He was engaging in sexual activity. Yeah, I guess horse pussy is the bomb, you know, horse pussy is the bomb. Anyway, man, before we leave, I'll come back to you with plugs. One more Christmas song, my favorite Christmas song. It's a Yuletide classic, the brand new Yuletide classic, one of the best things to come out of the last decade, in my opinion, courtesy of Justin Timberlake and Andy Samberg of SNL. Yes, you know where I'm going, everybody. Guys, perfect gift for a lady, especially in these hard, hard times. You know, hey, people can afford a lot. Grab a box, grab some wrapping paper, have some fun. You know what it is.
Hey girl, I got something real important to give you. So just sit down and listen.
Girl, you know we've been together such a long, long time.
Such a long time.
And now I'm ready to lay it on the line.
Wow, you know it's Christmas and my heart is open wide. Gonna give you something so you know what's on my mind.
What's on my mind? A gift real special, so take off the top.
Take a look inside, it's my dick in a box.
It's in a box.
That's gonna get you a diamond ring. That sort of gift don't mean anything. Not gonna get you a fancy car. Girl, you gotta know you're my shining star. Gonna get you a house in the hills. A girl like you needs something real. Wanna get you something from the heart.
Something special, girl.
It's my dick in a box. My dick in a box, babe. It's my dick in a box. Ooh, my dick in a box, girl. See, I'm wise enough to know when a gift needs giving. And I got just the one to show you that you are second to none.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For all the fellas out there with ladies to impress, it's easy to do, just follow these steps. 1.
Cut a hole in a box.
2.
Put your junk in that box.
3.
Make her open the box. And that's the way you do it. My dick in a box. My dick in a box, babe. It's my dick in a box.
Christmas.
Dick in a box.
Hanukkah.
Dick in a box.
Kwanzaa.
A dick in a box. Every single holiday, a dick in a box. Over at your parents' house, a dick in a box. Midday at the grocery store, a dick in a box. Backstage at the CMA's, a dick in a box. Yeah, wow, 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 wow. My dick in a box. My dick in a box.
All right, we are back. Less than a minute to go, so you know what? Let me make this time to say Merry Christmas to everybody. Have a good holiday, everybody. Get your gifts. Best gifts in life are free for those that are in relationships. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Couple of shots of alcohol and some Rufinol. Big up to my partner, Sid, who has not been here for the last couple of shows. Shit's been happening, man. It is what it is. Hopefully, New Year also be a truck driver, Puerto Rican truck driver, hitting up the New York area, so watch out on those roads, God willing. Also, anybody wants to hear us, our show, we're on blogtalkradio.com/thebodega. Also, you can listen to Sid's thing, conglomerate.automatic.com. And that's about it. Hopefully, we'll be back. Maybe back before then, but anyway, peace, everybody.